February 25, the king and his subjects, stewards of strength. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. Mark 12:30. To every man is committed individual gifts, termed talents. Some regard these talents as being limited to certain men who possess superior mental endowments and genius, but God has not restricted the bestowal of his talents to a favored few. To everyone is committed some special endowment for which he will be held responsible by the Lord. Time, reason, means, strength, mental powers, tenderness of heart, all are gifts from God, entrusted to be used in the great work of blessing humanity. In the capital of strength, a precious talent has been entrusted to men for labor. This is of more value than any bank deposit and should be more highly prized. It is a blessing that cannot be purchased with gold or silver, houses or lands, and God requires it to be used wisely. No man has a right to sacrifice this talent to the corroding influence of inaction. All are as accountable for the capital of physical strength as for their capital of means. The essential lesson of contented industry and the necessary duties of life is yet to be learned from many of Christ's followers. It requires more grace, more stern discipline of character to work for God in the capacity of mechanic, merchant, lawyer, or farmer, carrying the precepts of Christianity into the ordinary business of life, than to labor as an acknowledged missionary in the open field. It requires a strong spiritual nerve to bring religion into the workshop and the business office, sanctifying the details of everyday life and ordering every transaction according to the standard of God's Word. But this is what the Lord requires. Religion and business are not two separate things, they are one. Bible religion is to be interwoven with all we do or say. Divine and human agencies are to combine in temporal as well as in spiritual achievements. We are to love God not only with all the heart, mind, and soul, but with all the strength. This covers the full, intelligent use of the physical powers.